Conclude the first half, first session, by fall after Mulana Shamshad's speech on unity and Imam Hussein. So please recite aloud salawat.
Assalamu alaikum. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahman ar-Rahim. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for helping put this program together for the first time with the name of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of unity, and the participation of our esteemed scholars in this program, and brothers and sisters who have come to bridge and to foster brotherhood in the name of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. May Allah bless these efforts so that this effort will grow and this path will find more and more followers. And the result and outcome of this would be the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the safeguarding of interests of Islam all over the world. I particularly thank the speakers who have shared their knowledge with us. And I would like to just share with you the importance of Imam Hussein alayhi salam's dhikr and his name in reviving the spirit of Islam among Muslims around the world. Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam made a very clear decision in his time to empower the Muslims to take their future in their own hands. He empowered the Muslims to take their own destiny in their hands. Let me expand on this little bit. There were thoughts and ideas spread by the Bani Umayyah among Muslims that wanted the Muslims to become apathetic. That means the standards of right and wrong were all blurred. The Bani Umayyah made the people think that as long as you verbally say that I am a Muslim, as long as you verbally declare that I believe in God and Prophet, it does not matter what you do after that. It does not matter you kill or rob or rape or steal or do whatever you want. Oppress the people, imprison the people, behead them, harass them, take away the resources, the treasury, abuse or insult the Holy Prophet and his family, and whatever you do, abuse power, right? This fikr and this thinking, in addition to the thinking of jabr, that made the Muslims basically lay down their weapons and lay down their ikhtiyar in the face of oppression. Basically to tell the people that everything is the work of God. Yazid is the, na'uzu billah, the work of God. Yazid has been made the ruler by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let me just summarize this. One virus they had planted in the minds of people was that they said it does not matter what you do, all that matters is that what you claim to do. If you tell others that you are a Muslim, if you are, let's say, at the helm of power and you say I am a Muslim ruler and you call yourself a follower of Islam and you say la ilaha illallah, after that whatever you do with that power, it does not matter. The second thing was the thought that said everything is predestined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And human beings have no choice. Human beings, they don't choose their ruler. Actually, Allah chooses the ruler. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts anyone in power. The result of that actually was that, as you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forcibly make a person a ruler. It is in the end people who either make a right choice or a wrong choice. Let's say people made a choice when they remained quiet, when they became silent in the face of Muawiyah and Yazid. So Yazid came to power. The silence of people allowed them to become powerful. So these people were saying that actually Allah made this choice, not you. What does such thoughts, what do they do with the minds and attitudes of people? It makes them apathetic. It makes them lay down their arms, lay down their even their ikhtiyar, and become submissive, and become subservient. This was the biggest danger in history, in all religions, in Islam in the same way. Why many people see what happens but do not do anything? It is the same thing. One is because, well, Allah, let Allah decide. Let's wait till the day of judgment and He will decide whether Yazid was right or Imam Hussein alayhi salam was right. Why do we have to worry about it? That's one. And second, if Allah has chosen a ruler, who am I to object? By stepping forward and laying his life and fighting a battle against enormous odds, Imam Hussein alayhi salam challenged both of these ideas. First of all, it is the choice of the people. It is the choice of a human being to make his destiny. Secondly, these are not matters to be left to the till the day of judgment to be decided. The place to be decided, the place where the decision should be made about vice and virtue is this life and today. Today is the time to make that decision, not the day of judgment. And today is the time when through the proper use of ikhtiyar, we make our dunya and akhirat both. Right? Our salam be to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who cleared these misconceptions, removed such viruses from the minds of people, and made people think straight. When I say straight, it just means that we all know that we have ikhtiyar. There is no jabr in this world. We know that Allah has said in Holy Quran, praised the nations who do Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. And He does not praise those people who remain quiet, right? And let sins continue and flourish, and let oppression and injustice spread in the society, and watch as silent spectators. This Quran does not accept such an idea. It does not. That is the role of the Holy Prophet. He did not become silent waiting. That's why he challenged when he was just alone with a couple of people in Makkah. He did not accept this idea. If he had accepted the idea of Jabr, if he had accepted the idea that, well, anyone can make a... The Quran condemns munafiqeen. Munafiqeen who were verbally saying that we are Muslims. They were verbally saying we believe in God. They even tried to make a masjid. The Holy Prophet sent people to destroy that masjid that was made and was called Masjid Zirar. Because, well, what were they doing? They were also doing prayers. But it was becoming a den, right, of deceit against Muslims and Islam. And that was the seerah of all the awliya of Allah, all the prophets in the past. This is one of the lessons we can learn, because it can only promote our own intelligence as human beings. It can make us use our minds better. It can make us, you know, get closer as human beings. Before we get closer as Muslims, get closer as human beings, because it is the most rational way to look at this life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us intellectual beings. And that should be credited, that should be used, and that should be in our interest, in the interest of us in this dunya and in akhirat. I thank you all once again and the scholars in this first session. And we look forward to the second one. Let us offer our Salatul Asr. Let us say our salam to Imam Sayyid al-Shuhada together. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Wa ala al-arwah allati halad bifnaik. Alayka minna jami'an. Salamu Allahi abadan ma baqina. وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد منا لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام.